The Wishtoyo Foundation and the Center for Biological Diversity partnered to file a lawsuit against the federal government for allowing offshore fracking in California coast waters. KCSB's Kendra Lee spoke with Kristen Monsell, an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, to find out more about the lawsuit and the impacts of offshore fracking.
We sued federal officials for approving fracking in federal waters off California without sufficiently evaluating the risks. Federal officials approved offshore fracking without adequately analyzing offshore fracking's pollution threat to the marine environment, to public health, to imperiled wildlife, and to sacred Chumash cultural resources and places. And that's just unacceptable. So we're seeking a court order prohibiting the federal government from approving fracking in federal waters off California's coast unless and until it complies with federal laws to protect our environment and imperiled species off our coasts.
What are the risks of offshore fracking?
Well, offshore fracking is an inherently dangerous practice. Oil companies use incredibly dirty chemicals, some of which are among the most toxic in the entire world with respect to aquatic life. And in fact, oil companies have federal permission to dump up to 9 billion gallons of wastewater, including fracking wastewater, into the Pacific Ocean every year. And that creates a huge risk to the wide variety of amazing marine life that swims and feeds and lives in the Santa Barbara Channel. Other risks from offshore fracking include increased risk of oil spills because of the high pressures that are used in the practice. Offshore fracking is increasingly being linked to earthquakes. It also emits harmful air pollutants that can make people sick, and it's just far too big a gamble with our ocean's life support systems and shouldn't be allowed in our ocean at all.
What do you think the federal government would find if they did conduct the environmental impact report of offshore fracking in California coast waters?
We think that if the federal government took the legally required hard look at the environmental impacts of the practice, they'd have no choice but to conclude that there are several significant harmful effects and that they should prohibit the practice altogether in order to adequately protect the marine environment in California's amazing coastal areas and coastal communities.
How does offshore fracking affect Chumash cultural resources?
We've partnered with Wishtoyo Foundation in bringing this litigation because the Chumash people are very connected to the Santa Barbara Channel and surrounding areas. It's home to sacred burial grounds. It's also home to marine resources that are of vital importance to the culture of the Chumash people, including dolphins, which are part of the creation story for the Chumash peoples. And yet the federal government allowed offshore fracking without adequately analyzing the risks to these incredibly important cultural resources.
How does offshore fracking play into California's energy sector?
Well, so one of the problems with offshore fracking is that it prolongs the life of offshore oil and gas drilling, which is inherently dangerous in and of itself, and adding fracking to the equation is just a recipe for disaster. But the practice does allow oil companies to recover oil that would otherwise be unrecoverable, and therefore prolongs the life of this incredibly old, decaying infrastructure. And in fact, in the analysis that the federal government did, they acknowledged that they're allowing the oil companies to use this practice so that they can get oil that they otherwise wouldn't be able to recover, and that without fracking, many of the offshore platforms would be retired. And it's insane that they've been allowed to drill off our coast for this long when a lot of the platforms were constructed it was anticipated that they would be decommissioned in about 50 years. And that's right now. This offshore infrastructure that supports, you know, offshore drilling, including the platforms and the pipelines, is half a century old. And documents from both the state and federal government show that the pipelines and some of the platforms even are corroded and have cracks. And it's just incredibly old infrastructure, which increases the risks of spills and other accidents. And so it's time that we transition away from offshore oil and gas drilling and toward a clean energy future. But instead of doing that, the federal government is allowing oil companies to employ an incredibly dangerous technique that will only prolong offshore oil drilling and increase the risks that it poses to our marine environment and coastal communities.
How do you think a Trump presidency will affect fracking and environmental policies in California?
Well, one of the things that we're incredibly worried about is under the Trump administration that we'll see the expansion of offshore drilling and fracking in California's waters. We're fortunate enough at the state level to have a general prohibition on new leases in state waters because offshore oil drilling is so dangerous and causes oil spills and other harms. But in federal waters, those same protections are not in place. The federal government did just release a 5-year offshore oil and gas drilling plan, which establishes where and when drilling can occur over the next 5 years. And fortunately, that plan does not include the Pacific. But Trump has made very clear that he wants to significantly expand drilling and fracking throughout the nation, and so could redo that plan, and will be forced to, you know, to fight against new leases in waters off California for the first time in decades. But President Obama does have the authority right now to stop that from happening under Section 12 of the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act. He has the authority to permanently withdraw unleased waters of the Outer Continental Shelf for availability for new oil and gas leasing. And we're calling on him to do that so that California's ocean is permanently protected from offshore oil and gas drilling.
Great. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would like to add to this?
And we also have a petition up on our website right now that asks President Obama to permanently protect waters off California from new oil and gas leasing that folks can go on to and sign up and sign on to that, which asks him to permanently protect waters off California to ensure that there's no expansion of offshore drilling and fracking in federal waters.
That was KCSB's Kendra Lee speaking with Kristen Monsell, an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, about the impacts of offshore fracking in California. To find out more information about the lawsuit, you can go to biologicaldiversity.org.